This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The signs are multiplying, brethren. The tremors are not of the earth alone, but of a spiritual upheaval, a reckoning drawing near. We watch as the prophets commanded, and the patterns are undeniable. Edom, in its arrogance, continues to provoke Yahuwah, and Israel, the scattered seed, feels the tightening grip. Look to Washington, to the manufactured spectacle of division. They parade masks and symbols of hate, claiming to expose white supremacy. But the truth, as always, is inverted. This is not about combating hatred. It is about creating a justification for control. The FBI, a tool of Edom, orchestrates these displays, influencing, if not entirely fabricating, the very groups they claim to oppose. Yeshekel warned us of such deception, of those who build up their power through false narratives. This isn't intelligence gathering, it's a carefully constructed illusion meant to erode liberties and silence dissent. They seek to bind those who would question the illegitimate power structure, the descendants of Esau who hold this nation in their grasp. Remember the words of Amos. Thus says Yahuwah, for three transgressions of Edom and for four, I will not turn back my word. Their transgressions are mounting, and the judgment is at hand. And the provocation doesn't end there. Across the sea, the so-called Israeli Defense Forces unleash another barrage of aggression upon Iran. 90 targets struck, they claim. A thin veil over deliberate targeting of infrastructure and inevitably lives. This is not a conflict between nations, but a spiritual battle. Israel, the modern construct, operates as an instrument of Edom, attempting to usurp the inheritance promised to Israel. Deuteronomy 28 speaks clearly of the consequences of disobedience, of being scattered among the nations. Yet, this counterfeit state persists, claiming Yahuwah's land and drawing down his wrath. The timing is deliberate, brethren. As the eyes of the world begin to turn toward the truth, toward the awakening of the scattered tribes, the forces of darkness intensify their efforts to distract and destroy. The turmoil in the Middle East isn't merely political maneuvering. It's a direct result of the ongoing rebellion against Yahuwah. The markets tremble, the price of oil surges, predictable consequences of this escalating conflict. Yahweh foretold of such cosmic unrest accompanying Edom's judgment. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, he wrote. Though not literal darkness yet, the shadows of judgment lengthen across the land, a warning to those who refuse to heed the signs. But Edom's reach extends even into the halls of justice. Reports confirm that pro-Palestinian activists, demonstrably hostile to Israel, are infiltrating American bar associations, gaining licenses to practice law. This isn't about simple political disagreement. It's a calculated breach, a Trojan horse operation. These individuals, steeped in anti-Israel rhetoric, will wield the power of the law, shaping precedents and influencing juries with a pre-existing bias. Are the investigators complicit? Are they blinded by the propaganda of Edom? The question is not simply what they believe, but why those beliefs are being permitted to infiltrate the very foundations of justice. This is a consequence of decades of spiritual decay, of embracing foreign ideologies that reject the covenant. And the serpent's rod continues to writhe. Strikes orchestrated by the United States, a key instrument of Edom's dominion, have resulted in martyrdom in Iran. The mainstream media will spin tales of national security, but we recognize this for what it is. Another act of brazen aggression against the lands promised to the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This isn't an isolated incident. It's a continuation of a pattern stretching back centuries, a relentless assault on the nations surrounding the stolen inheritance. The so-called Israeli government, propped up by Edomite power, remains silent, complicit in the bloodshed. Yahuwah's judgment is unfolding, and the nations are being weighed. The lands of the East feel the weight of Edom's hand. Three have fallen in Iran, martyrs to a conflict fueled by greed and a refusal to acknowledge Yahuwah's sovereignty. But even in the midst of darkness, remember the promise. Devarim 30 speaks of restoration, of Yahuwah gathering his scattered people, even from the farthest reaches of the earth. This is not a promise of a comfortable return, but a call to repentance, to turning back to the covenant. We watch, brethren, as the pieces fall into place. The tightening grip on sojourners, the escalating aggression, the infiltration of our institutions, all signs of a coming reckoning. The watchman sounds the alarm, not to incite fear, but to awaken the remnant to prepare them for the day of Yahuwah. The judgment on Edom is unfolding, and the restoration of Israel is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.